thank you, Voices of Praise, for that wonderful lead-in to our scripture, which is taken from Psalms 146. Our Lord God executes justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry, lifts up those who are bowed down, watches over the strangers, upholds the orphan and the widow. Hi, I'm Vicki Tremble. I'm a member of this church and a member of the board of the Welcome Door Foundation. It was Judy Patterson, our good friend and a wonderful member of Voices of Praise, who introduced me to a book by Sue Monk Kidd called The Secret Life of Bees. It's a wonderful book that I've read several times, and much like when you read scripture passages over and over, they speak to you in different ways at different times of your life. The last time I read it, a part of it jumped out at me that I hadn't noticed before. It talks about how when the worker bees come back after a long day, they come back to the hive and compares that, their return to the hive, as a boxer who's worn down by punches, going to his corner to be patted down by mercy. Isn't that a wonderful phrase, being patted down by mercy? I believe that to be very much the role of the Welcome Door Foundation and this congregation. As a psychiatric nurse since 1978, I've seen all too often how when people are battered and bowed down by life events and by systems that fail them long enough, they need to first be patted down with mercy, then be lifted up, as the choir sang, by being given practical resources in relearning how to function in life and in the community once again. This is not an easy task. It's very complex, and the pieces don't always fit together. And I'm reminded of a story I was told once when I visited Winthrop, Maine, and a United Methodist church there. I was going back to have a reunion with the old Wesley Fellowship group, and June knows how old that Wesley Fellowship group was. We went back for a reunion, and a member of that church, Suki Weymouth, was once quoted in a sermon by Pastor April, and I'm going to continue that tradition by quoting their pastor, Heidi Chamberlain. She said, "Sometimes life is like a jigsaw puzzle. When it's thrown up in the air and the pieces all come back down and you gather them all together, sometimes there's still a gap until we let God in and the gap is filled and the pieces begin to mesh and work." That's our goal at Welcome Door Foundation and this congregation, using love and wisdom and the guidance of God to form the pieces into a loving and functioning community. Kathy?
Good morning. My name is Cassandra Prescott, and I'm a proud member of this church, and it's been my privilege to serve on the board of directors of the Welcome Door Foundation. I'd like to tell you about that organization and how I became involved. It happened after I moved here from Arizona, joined this church, and decided I needed to find a meaningful volunteer activity. Pastor April introduced me to the Wednesday night ministry, and this is what I've learned. That every Wednesday evening in the fellowship hall here in the church, for more than 10 years now, an average of 150 people have been served a hot meal with seconds. No questions are asked, no money is charged, just come to the door and sign in. Dessert is also served after every meal, which consists usually of Krispy Kreme donuts picked up each week by Wendy Lloyd and lovingly served by Hazel Holmes. We call Hazel our dessert genius. I learned the program became a pizza ministry and has evolved in a very official 501c3 not-for-profit organization called the Welcome Door Foundation. The vision is an environment of healing for the mind, body, and spirit. Our mission is to offer a unique, compassionate environment to the chronically homeless, which promotes self-healing and provides the basis for learning responsibility, gaining skills, and pursuing new beginnings. We strive to be a listening ear and a speaking voice for our clients. Each Wednesday, a team of homeless volunteers, coordinated by Tracy Starr, prepares the donated food, sets up the tables and chairs, wraps each plastic fork with a napkin, and generally creates a pleasant environment for our guests. And we must not forget the cleanup, which overflows into the next day. The volunteers' reward for doing this work? A shower and the use of the church washing machine and dryer to do their laundry. The church provides the facility and the utilities, and our remarkable security person, Alana Viss. They also provide milk and salad, which is purchased each week by Harold Hurt and often poured by Carl Sandstrom. Volunteers from this church and the neighborhood and other organizations actually serve the food, wash the pots and pans, and carry out the garbage. In addition to the meal, medical, dental, and legal services are offered at no charge, and donations of clothing and bread are available for the taking. Once a month, you can find barbers providing free haircuts. Church member Alan Alger reads scripture, and a new volunteer is planning a much-requested Bible study. An after-dinner movie is shown to the guests as they wait for their medical appointments, and a couple from this church has generously donated the annual premium for our liability insurance. A very efficient board of directors exists, with Mary Herron serving as president and Lori Leonard as our executive director. Lori facilitates all the programs, including the new women's program, as well as being a caseworker and advocate for our clients. Lori's expertise in writing proposals and rebuilding, repairing, and selling donated computers provides the primary funding. And we can't forget our very efficient bookkeeper, Frank Shamrock. Finally, what was the most meaningful thing that I discovered and why I decided to get involved with this organization is because I saw hundreds of hungry guests who are welcomed into our church facility with a smile and treated with dignity. I've attended many churches that found very few, like Pacific Beach United Methodist Church, that truly get down in the trenches and actually follow the golden rule of doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Jeanette Voss. I'm a volunteer at Welcome Door. And I'm going to tell you about the food that's served every week. I also have the privilege of being in the Sunday school class where the idea for Wednesday night ministry was born, more than 10 years ago, from what I'm told. It's been a long time. Mary May, a member of this church, said, "I want to feed the homeless. They helped me when I was on the street. What do I do? I need some help." Well, she got her help, and here we are today. So we have different groups coming into the church every week or every week of the month to provide the food for the meal. And the first week is put on by the Suu Kyi Foundation, which we lovingly refer to as the Buddhists, because they are. And they come in and they make homemade Chinese food every week. And they also, in addition to that, because they're the first week of the month, they will bring in a birthday cake and celebrate everyone's birthday that happens in that month. And they sing not only in English, happy birthday, but they also sing in Chinese. We don't all follow the second time around, but that's okay. Then the second week of the month, the Point Loma Methodist Men's Group comes in, and we refer to them as the caterers because that's what they do. And they will bring in all sorts of different meals. They'll do carne asada, do a barbecue, and things like that, and provide just those little extra touches, like fresh tortillas and things like that, and it's really wonderful. The third night is put on by the St. Bridget's Church, the Catholics, and they come in and they make fresh fruit salad every week and have fresh vegetables and things that don't normally come through the program. But then they are known for bringing the black olives, which is a big, big hit. The fourth week of the month is my favorite week because it's done by big business. Intuit Incorporated, where I work, sponsors that week. And we bring volunteers and different things throughout the month. But one of the things we do is our Project Bubbles, which is a program that I run at work. where we have the people that travel for business come back from their trips and bring back the little shampoos and stuff, and we call it Project Bubbles. So I'll bring a case of that stuff, and they will give it to the volunteers who help out. They're given a shower as a reward for what they've done for the program, and so now they can take a shower and pretend they were at the Luxor or the Mirage or whatever places people have traveled to. And then, you may not know it, but there are occasionally fifth Wednesdays of the month, and we call those faith weeks because nobody's officially signed up for those weeks. So we have different people doing that. Sometimes Cassie and her husband Dan will provide the food for that week, or there are other people too. One of the groups is Pacific Beach United Methodist Church of all places. They will provide the food. Or we'll get financial support from other partners like New Options to provide funding so we can go out and buy the food. And the other local groups that support the program are places like Trader Joe's and Ralph's will donate bread. And also there is Krispy Kreme. If I never see another Krispy Kreme in my life, it'll be too soon, but everyone loves it. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Sandy Dolby, and I want to tell you about the first time I went to a Wednesday night ministry. I can do it in one word, chaos. But the closer I looked, it wasn't chaos at all. It was more like a dance to the rhythm that only Jesus could love. There were the double doors over here in our fellowship room. They open up, and a line that snakes past the sanctuary starts to come in. They write their name down in the guest book because, you know, each person is an individual. Each has a name. They get a squirt of the hand sanitizer to prepare to eat, and then they can walk by kind of a gauntlet of help people. There are first the gentle students who will sign them up for an appointment or make them an appointment in advance. One of the dental students' names is Samson, and he has short hair. And then you continue on, and you've got the medical students in white coats with their clipboards, and they get signed up and triaged for their ailments. After that are the acupuncture folks, and they make appointments for the hurts and the sore muscles and whatever ails them. And then after that are the legal aid volunteers offering legal help. They eat their meals, and then they go into this. We just transform this place into a clinic. Downstairs, at one end of the building, are the acupuncture tables. At the other end is the dental lab. In between, the medical students have their way, and they're in the Sunday school, and they're upstairs in the meeting rooms. The lanai is for the attorneys. They use those. And the stories are endless. In this chaos, you have Ted Thurston elbow deep in lettuce. You've got Ronnie Galgano, who is in there taking the pictures that you see today. And you have people like the woman who had her front teeth knocked out, and she came back week after week in order to get dentures. And she would always talk like this because she was so embarrassed to have you see her. And she said, I cannot even start to look for work until I look better than this. Who is going to hire me? Last week I walked out, looked down into the dental area, and I could see the chair, and guess who was in it? She was getting her dentures. There's the story of the man who got jumped by somebody who apparently doesn't like the homeless. He had broken ribs and a face swollen up the size of those personal watermelons that they have on sale at Vaughn's, two for $4 this week. And he got his help. A woman with a child whose arms were the size of my Cabbage Patch doll, she came up to me and said, the bread over there on the table and the rolls, are they for anybody to take? And I said, certainly, you know, help yourself. And I was reminded of a letter I once read by a Holocaust victim who wrote to her children before she died. She wanted to pass on rules to live by. And one of the rules was, don't wait until people ask for help to offer it. That's humiliating. And so you've got us providing the food, UCSD providing medical and dental, the College of Oriental Medicine providing acupuncture, Legal Aid Society providing legal help, and then the Palm is you doing all that you can to support this program. When I joined Pacific Beach and I heard about this, I asked myself, why do we do this? Why is it that, of all things, we spend our time and our talent and our money on this? And I got my answer from one of the Sunday school students. Joey Samuel was out there in the lawn one day, and he had a sticker that said, WWJD. What does that stand for? So I looked at it and said, nice sticker, Joey. What does it stand for? And he said, what will Joey do? And you know what? That's what it stands for. It is not a slogan. It is the question, what will we do? Thank you.
My name is Mary Heron. Some of you may think that all I do is bake cookies or organize the cookie teams. But I have had the privilege over the past 4 years of chairing the Welcome Door Foundation. A couple of people are not with us today. Mark Van Milligan is a member of our board, and he does a lot of outreach for us. He designed a float for the last Christmas parade. Some of us rode on it, and it tells the community that we're here for them. Also, Rowan Sokolowski is on our board. She's in the audience nodding and encouraging us as we tell our story to you today. Now, you would think, as you've heard about the work of this church and the Welcome Door, that I would be satisfied as the chair that we're doing all we can do. But the fact of the matter is, I have an idea. I've been scheming about it for a good long while. If you look across the patio toward the parking lot, you will see a few structures adjacent to it, and also across the alley, a house. They're owned by the church. As I understand it, they were given to us many years ago. Their purpose to be the expansion of our parking lot, so we wouldn't have to hike over to the church or impact the neighborhood. So in my thinking, as I look at serving the homeless, I so hope that one day we would be part of an effort to end chronic homelessness. The chronic homeless are the people that we serve. By giving an opportunity at least to a few people to come in off the street, to have a place to shower, to get their clothes in order, to prepare for re-entering the workforce perhaps, to be contributing members of society and to raise their pride level back to where it may have been one day or to a place where it has never been. I hereby challenge the trustees and the leadership council and all of us to try to find a way to make this happen. There are many organizations at the federal, state, and local level with funding support and with know-how. There will be an opportunity in the fall for someone, two or three, who are very interested in making this happen to learn just how we might do it. So it is my hope that one day we will accomplish this supportive housing on our church property, and I believe we can. This is my prayer. Thanks.
It's been said that you can tell a good executive director of a nonprofit agency by the people she surrounds herself with. You guys are the best. I could, and Tracy back here, Tracy works as hard as anybody in this agency. Tracy does the cooking, the cleaning. As a matter of fact, I want to invite you all down afterwards to the, if you go downstairs to where the nursery is, we'll be reading a plaque in a few minutes that the homeless people have redone that whole room and redecorated it as a gift to the congregation of Pacific Beach United Methodist Church. So the people who hang out down there can have a little more dignity than the cave that it was. What I want to say about the Welcome Door Foundation is that we are what catches the people who fall between the cracks. And it's not pretty. It's not nice. We can't solve all the problems. One of the things that has broken my heart the most is when somebody has asked me for a blanket on a cold, rainy night, and I've already taken the one out of my house and given, and I can't give them a blanket.
they're good people for the most part. They're, you know, they're having hard times. So this church, I was telling April that this if you guys knew what went on here on a Wednesday night and the lives you've changed and the impact that you've had as a congregation on the people who come through those doors, it would stagger and blow your mind. When Sandy says chaos, it is definitely a ballet of chaos. But it's, you know, it's a lot of fun, and sometimes it's not a lot of fun. Sometimes it's real hard. But I just would like to thank the congregation, because I want you, you're all invited anytime you want to drop in on a Wednesday night so that you can be proud of what it is you do. And visit our website. It's thewelcomedoor.org. We've just updated it, and our success stories are growing. As a matter of fact, Billy Ray just moved back from Florida. Go to the website and read about Billy Ray. Some of the things that we need still, what we've had is there's been an increase in low-income families that can't make ends meet. And we get a lot of food from Trader Joe's, chicken, salmon, all kinds of stuff. And so we give the families the groceries to take home, but what I don't have to give them with that is cans of vegetables, boxes of stuffing, you know, individual things for families. And so what I'm asking is if you guys think about it, if you could bring in some individual canned foods, or, you know, when you clean out your pantries or whatever, we could use just about everything. Bottled water, too, during the summer. The acupuncture clinic sees quite a bit of dehydration. And you would be surprised how many people take the key off the spigot of a water thing. I mean, these are things that maybe you would never notice, but next time you see one, notice if you can turn it on or not. So water can be hard to come by. Let's see. I think. We're eligible at work. If you give to the United Way, you can designate the Welcome Door Foundation as the recipient of your generous donation. And I've had a blast for the last 5 years. It hasn't all been pleasant. And there's been a lot of bells rung. I wish I could unring, but I can't. But at the same time, I want you to know that this program has literally, honest to God, saved more than one life. And I think you should be proud of that. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to do it.
Told the first service, after hearing these women incredibly speak to not only the opportunity we have, but what's already happening, I thought of a story I heard years ago about a little 5-year-old girl that woke up in the middle of the night and there was a storm going and the lightning was flashing and the thunder was shaking the house. And so as soon as she had enough courage, she threw back the covers and ran down the hall, jumped in her father's bed. And Dad woke up and, "Honey, what are you doing?" "I'm scared." She was crying. Dad said, "There's no reason to be scared. It's just a storm. Go back to bed." "I can't. I'm scared." She began to cry. And he said, "Well, let's pray. Jesus, help my little baby be brave. Amen. All right, baby, you go back to sleep now and know that Jesus is with you. You go back to your bed." She didn't get out of bed. Finally, she looked up at her dad and she said, "I need Jesus with skin on." Cute little saying, but you know what? That is the truth. The world needs Jesus with skin on. It's one thing to leave here and say, "Oh, we love Jesus. God bless you." But what the world really needs is people who will be Jesus in our community with skin and help feed the homeless and help find opportunities. So you presented us a wonderful opportunity today, and I thank you. God, we thank you for a tremendous opportunity that lies ahead of us. Help us not think of needs in our community as nuisances, but Lord, truly they are wonderful opportunities for us to act in a way that reflects Christ, that helps us grow, that helps us come out of ourselves and give. Stir our hearts, Lord. And as you told us in your word, let's not just be hearers of your word, but let's be doers. Make us doers. As I think about it, your son, as he walked and preached and ministered and healed the sick, was homeless. Your word says he had no place to lay his head. And people gave food to he and the disciples and place to sleep. May we be those people today in the name of Jesus. Amen.